Assess ongoing effectiveness of counseling for client. Assessing the ongoing effectiveness for a client can take the form of formative evaluations and summative evaluations. Formative evaluations. Ongoing feedback on financial counseling that is used to correct course as the process is proceeding. Summative evaluations. Assessments conducted at the end of an instructional period to measure the extent to which students have achieved the intended learning outcomes. In a formative evaluation, feedback can come directly from the client without prompting or because the counselor asks for it. Formative evaluations include periodic check-ins with clients. Ongoing feedback could also be from the counselor's supervisor. A summative evaluation looks at the counseling process as a whole and slash or the counselor's individual effectiveness with a given client or with clients in general. A summative evaluation may leverage information from multiple formative evaluations or be a separate process. This process can be used to assess the counselor-client dynamic at or near the end of counseling. It can also function as a form of performance review for the practice as a whole or for an individual counselor. Summative evaluations for the practice could result in changes in how or what services the practice provides, how referrals are made, what forms or surveys are used, and so on. Summative evaluations for an individual financial counselor can result in suggestions for improvement, commendations, or other employment actions. It is important that both types of evaluations use data to the extent possible, while noting that qualitative feedback can have just as much impact as quantitative feedback. A systematic process should also be used to ensure the process is as objective as possible, meaning it has validity. It measures what it is designed to measure, and reliability, the process is consistently applied. To this end, counselors need to collect and record data for many types of evaluations. This requires having a data collection process, a record use policy, and a record retention policy. Data used for these purposes needs to preserve client confidentiality, and clients should be able to opt out to maintain their privacy. Summative data might use client data that has been made anonymous, meaning it is impossible to tell which client a given set of data refers to. Periodic check-ins. Periodic check-ins between the counselor and client should occur on a regular basis. These can be as simple as asking a few questions and listening, or they could involve the client filling out some worksheets or surveys. These check-ins can cover the process, the positive relationship, respect, acceptance, cultural responsiveness, etc., level of self-directedness versus being directed or advised, the counselor's approach to interviewing, use of financial tools, educating, and so on. If financial subjects are addressed at the right level for the client's understanding, more or less complex. If the goal setting and action planning processes are effective for the client. If progress monitoring processes are helping the client feel motivated or if they are hindering motivation. Check-ins can also cover outcomes, such as whether the client feels their desired outcomes are progressing as planned or if they feel behind, on target, or are doing better than expected with goals. If a course correction is needed, the counselor can help the client refine their goals to be more realistic or help the client find more effective methods of taking action. These check-ins can also be used to determine whether additional counseling is needed. If the client is now able to achieve their desired outcomes on their own, the client can decide to either terminate or set new goals. If there is no progress for several sessions, this could also be a reason to terminate. Assess effectiveness of counselor-client dynamic. Summative evaluations can be used to assess the effectiveness of the counselor-client dynamic as a whole. Often this takes the form of one or more surveys provided to the client, or it sums up a series of check-in surveys. They can have questions related to the counseling process and slash or the counseling outcomes. Exhibit 1-7 provides an example of a process survey. An actual survey would likely have more questions than are shown. Exhibit 1-7, Process Survey for Clients. Source, inspired by Pulvino and Pulvino, Financial Counseling, A Strategic Approach. Exhibit 1-8 provides an example of a goal chart with outcome categories related to failure, worst case, and what success might look like expected case. Clients could fill this out after they set their goals, and at the end of the time period they set for their goals, the counselor could ask the client to circle the outcome they felt they had achieved. Note that if the client sets longer-term goals, this chart might be used to determine progress toward those goals over a time period that could be covered by the counseling arrangement. In this example, all of the goals are set for a time period of 3 months. Exhibit 1-8, Outcome Chart for Clients. Validate counselor effectiveness. Counselor effectiveness might be assessed using process effectiveness or client outcomes. The counseling practice will determine if one or both methods are used. Data collection methods on counselor effectiveness can take the form of surveys, behavioral records, self-analysis and reporting, and more. Validating counselor effectiveness by examining processes can involve evaluating the use of the right counseling skills and personal finance skills at the right times and so on. Which processes or techniques had the most benefit to clients in general? Assessments of client outcomes work to collect data on whether clients met their goals by goal category, such as lower loan delinquency levels, lower credit card balances, and so on. However, many client outcomes will be far less objectively observable, such as when a client enters a new phase of change readiness. Outcomes are therefore somewhat subjective. Also, some clients will fail to achieve outcomes even with amazing counseling that uses all the right counseling and personal finance skills at the right times.